This is Dr. Olivero dictating in for May the 9th of 2024. The next patient is Linda Hardy. The last name is H-A-R-D-Y. The first name is Linda, L-I-N-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old patient of Dr. Maxwell that has a 5-year history of arterial hypertension. And in the past, the patient had typhoid fever, malaria, hepatitis A. She's a registered nurse that was and missionary trip in Liberia, L-I-B-E-R-I-A, Africa, during the last part of 2023 period. At the end of the year, the patient started to experience persistent cough that couldn't be stopped with anything. And she was also mentioning the fact that she had in her bedroom an air conditioning that was extremely cold, and the screens of the room were ruptured, and that was a mixed feeling of a cold air and the air and mosquitoes coming from the outside into the room. She developed general malaise, abdominal discomfort, nausea, vomiting, and it was extremely hot. She didn't drink enough. And after experiencing several days of this clinical picture, she decided to come back to the state, to the States. And we don't have any evidence that, different from a chest x-ray, that we don't have the official report, but apparently there was no evidence of pneumonia. And when she was evaluated, they noticed evidence of deterioration of the kidney function. This patient had in August, in the middle part of 23, the patient had a documented serum creatinine that was 0.84 milligrams per deciliter and an estimated GFR of 73. After she returned from Liberia, it was documented a serum creatinine of 1.74 with an estimated GFR of 30. And 3 weeks ago, the serum creatinine was 1.92 with an estimated GFR of 72. Period. We have not documented proteinuria. We have not quantified the proteinuria, and this is going to be confusing because she was found with a bladder cancer that was excised by one of the urologists at Advent Health. According to her information, that the bladder neoplasm was excised, and a specific treatment has not been given, and the patient has a follow-up appointment with the urologist in December of 2024. The presence of the decline in the kidney function could be associated to a systemic infection that could be viral or could be related to a microorganism that could be endemic in the area where, in the area or Africa that she was working. The patient is behaving like a acute kidney injury that has been recovering progressively, and we have to proceed with the evaluation of the kidney ultrasound, a quantification of the urine and the urinalysis. Meanwhile, we are going to assess the patient with segmentation raising reactive protein, like inflammation markers and ANA, to suspect autoimmune disease process as the first part of the assessment. Period. Following number, at the present time, the patient is a CKD3B that is going to be reassessed. Following number, hypertension that is under control, the patient takes amlodipine and she has a good response to this medication. Following number, the patient has a history of hematuria, but as I stated before, we don't know if it is related to the some glomerular disease versus the cancer that was excised by the urologist. Following number, the patient has a history of osteoporosis, typhoid fever, and malaria in the past, as well as hepatitis C. We are going to reevaluate this case in a short period of time, in 3 to 4 weeks, after we do imaging and quantification and repeat the blood work. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted with the progress.